We come back to the verses. This is the theme of this year. Hopefully we can memorize the verses. Back in March, we were talking about this, and when Paul wrote his books, there was a characteristic. And when he was writing this chapter, he did not see the brothers at Roman churches. So he didn't really nurture the Roman church, unlike the Thessalonica, unlike the mother who nurtured the churches at Rome, Roman. Unlike the Philippine church, that he loved that church that badly. It's like the church even to give up their eyes to Paul, they were willing to do so. But the appeal from Paul was pretty heavy. So the appeal from a brother who never met with them.
今天如果说是一位路过的讲员，我没有见过，他今天来讲到，然后他给弟兄姊妹这样一个劝，我们是不是觉得很容易接受呢？
So if there was a speaker who was just passing by Kansas, we never met, he came to speak to us, would we take this brother?
所以保罗前面写了十一章的圣经，虽然说我们常常有罗马书来帮助慕道友来传福音，但是我们今天在这里神的儿女，我们要知道说这一节的圣经，前面十一章的圣经， 乃是为着这一节的劝。
So Paul already wrote 11 chapters, and at this chapter 12, it is to prepare this chapter.
Yeah.
Okay.
好，我们一同再来读这节圣经。我们再读一次中文和英文。我们就好像说，罗马的教会没有见过保罗，我们 Kansas City的教会，我们也没有见过保罗。
So let's read the verses together, assuming the Roman's church never met with Paul, just like we never met with him.
我们一同来读，我们一同来领受这位弟兄的劝。好，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是理所当然的。好，我们一起跟。
I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, which is your spiritual worship. I put two versions here, both are pretty.
理所应当的侍奉和属灵的敬拜。
The reasonable service as well as the spiritual worship.
我们稍微有一点点的复习，如果记得我们那次的交通，因为洪明弟兄他给我们交通的信息乃是以圣洁来回应神的盟约，这也是我们今年的一个着重的点。Some
review, Brother Homing taught us like the present God's covenant with holiness.
我们与神立约的，我们是与神立约的百姓。
We are the people who had the covenant. God had the covenant, so He has requirements for us.
就是圣洁。
Holiness is the requirement.
那么到了我们今天新约的百姓，神对我们的要求是什么？
So we're the people in the New Testament. What's the requirement of our from our God?
当然，我们第一个反应就是我们要信，要接受福音。
The first thing is we need to believe.
但是很容易就是我们觉得说。 就是这样，到此为止，就是所有神需要我们的，就是这一点。But
often we get into this scenario, because that's it.
但是我们就忽略了神真正，就像比如保罗写这卷罗马书16章，他究竟要告诉我们什么？
And often we overlooked what Paul was trying to let us know in chapter 16.
我们接受，我们早就接受了，我们有的是十年前接受的，有的是二十年前接受的，有的是三十年前。
We already accept the gospel like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago.
当然我们感谢主，我们听到最近我们有七八位的中国学生到我们当中来，他们当中大多数都已经信了主，他们是一个月前接受的。
Oh, praise the Lord, we have like 8 newcomers, youth and young people. Most of them already accept Jesus like a month ago.
但是接受之后神所要的是什么？
But what's the next step?
这里我们有一个总结是以线上来回应神的福音。
There's a summary here to offer to respond to the gospel.
这是上次交通的几点，我们就不一一的讲，只是摆在这里上次的我们所交通的几个点，一句突如其来的相劝。
We're going to have to go through item by item. It's just a summary on the screen what we talked about before.
就是我们说保罗有点像我们中国人说有点交浅言深，我跟你没多少交情，劝你来把身体献上。交浅言深，我们的交情很浅。交情很浅，但是呢
friendship
relation is a shallow relation, but a very deep requirement.
Thank you.
对不起，这个。然后他讲到那个丰富的遗嘱，就是我们得到了神给我们立的盟约，新约是丰富无比的，是一个。
The other item is the abundant will.
然后就是说到这个线上呢，是一段走向祭坛的道路。
And this offering is a journey to the altar.
最后是说这是一种理所当然的侍奉。
And then it is a reasonable service.
这是我们上一次所交通的。
What we covered before.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊。
Father, we thank you.
好，你给我们的福音是何等的大能。
It's so capable, this gospel you gave us.
你拯救了一切相信的，今天我们都是你的儿女。
You saved all who believed in you. We are all your children.
我们今天可以来到你的面前，我们知道说我们的心在里面，圣灵在我们的心中。让我们呼叫阿爸父。
We know we are with you. Your Holy Spirit is dwelling among us, and we just call out Abba Father.
但愿你向你的儿女来说话。
Speak to your children. Let's hear your voices.
让我们每一个人都有愿意的心在你
面前。Every one of us get a willing heart.
我们感谢你，我们这样祷告。
We praise you. I'm praying Jesus' name. Amen.
那其实我们上一次的信息可能主要围绕更多在一个点，就是保罗的劝。
So the last message was focusing on the appeal from Paul.
今天我们更多围绕的一个点，就是接下来的一个关键字，就是叫做献。
Today we're going to focus on offering, but how to present.
英文的这个字，对，就是 present。我们献上身体成为一个祭，这个祭它有三个特征。
So we offer our body to become the offering. It has three characteristics.
第一个就是活。
First characteristic is living.
我们没有烧成灰哈，我们线上我们还是活的。
We're not burnt to ashes. We're still living.
第二个就是圣洁。
Second characteristic is holy.
第三个是什么？
What's the third one?
我们都背过哈。第三个就是可喜悦的。
It's something that could be accepted.
Acceptable.
Acceptable.
这个词听起来好像没什么很 impressive, 不是很叫人觉得说有什么大不了。
This word may not like sound like has a lot of contents in it.
我们中文翻作可喜悦的。好，神说接纳的话，神的接纳和神的喜悦，当神接纳的时候。不像人，就是说勉勉强强的接纳。当神说可以接纳，也就是神所喜悦的。
So in another word, to accept means it's best to have a pleasing heart, pleased heart.
神可以接纳的，就是神所喜悦的。
What God would take is what He gets pleased.
所以在一边说我们有限。
So on the one hand, we say how to offer.
有这个我们 present our body。但是另一边 我们线上的是不是就没有下文了？就是说，我们知道线上的不是变成灰，那么线上的有一个另一面对应的是什么？就是这个神的悦纳。
So on the other end, do we care what's the next? And do we care if it's being accepted?
我们有线上，我们在人的这边有线上身体，在神的那边有他的悦纳。
So on our end, we offer our body on the other end of the God, and he accepts with a pleasing.
把这件事连在一起的时候，所以保罗说，这就是一个侍奉，这也就是一个敬拜。
If we connect these two ends together, that is the way Paul was mentioning a reasonable service or spiritual worship.
有线上，有悦纳，这个叫侍奉。
There's body offering, there's acceptance. That is the right worship and service.
我们今天要来讲这个线这个字。那我们先，好像说我们回顾一下保罗，他在保罗自己的书信里面，他常常来劝。主里面的圣徒，他会用一些很多的术语。
So when Paul was presenting his concept, he has quite some terms in his books.
今天我们在想，保罗是个神学家，他所用的都是神学的名词，在今天他说的话，在今天都成为了神学的名词。
So Paul was really a theologist. So many of his terms became what was taught in theological institutes.
Terms.在当时其实保罗是很接地气的、他所说的话很多都是和他当时代的生活息息相关的。
Paul's teaching was actually down to the ground. Many of his teachings are related to life in those old days.
他用的很多话都是从当时的生活来的，有好几个方面我们就把它摆在这里。
Many of his terms or teachings are coming from those reality.
简单说可以有四个大的方面。
Could be four categories.
有从商业上来的，有从法律上来的。
Business, law.
还有从体育，从竞技上来的。
Or from sports or military.
最后一个方面是从军事上来的。
The last is military.
那这个里面例子太多了，因为时间的关系，我们就在每个方面我们举一个例子。
We can only touch a little bit in every category.
就每一项我们举一个例子哈，我们看一下。第一个，这是我们很熟的，我们一起来读哈。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。我们读英文。
So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
中文叫看，英文叫 consider， 听起来都没有什么特别。
The words may not sound that specific.
听起来就是非常的 general.
General wording.
但是其实保罗用这个词的时候，这是当时他们在商业的世界里面，他们所用的这个商业交易往来这个记账的术语。
But in the old years, that was the a very common business word.
Yeah, like a accounting term.
Like people use in accounting.
就是如果有一个今天到账了，有一笔钱到账，那我要记下来。这笔钱到了我的账上，所以我要把它记下来。这个 term 就是这个看 consider.
So when I collect some money, I would put that in my accounting book. And
今天我的口袋里有什么，或者是今天我的银行账号上我现在有什么，就是这个字叫做看，或者叫 consider.
So what balance I have in my pocket or bank account, that consider, that word would be used a lot.
比较古典一点的英文就叫 reckon.
Reckon? What's another word?
所以保罗叫我们，当他写这个罗马书第六章的时候，所以这不是我们里面的一种感觉，因为我们经常这件事你怎么看，其实是表达中国人讲这个是表达一种主观的，对，我看这个事情，我很喜欢；我看这个事不太喜欢。我们常常用这个来表示我们一种的观念或者我们的主观想法。
So when Paul was writing his book, he was not really trying to be subjective, like when we look at our viewpoints.
但如果是一个记账的术语，你知道说是无比客观的。我账上有多少钱，不是我怎么想，我想我应该有多少。
But if the word is a business term, it is more objective. What you receive, what you have is a fact.
而是你确实到账了什么？
Yeah,
什么东西是在你的账上？
That's the actual number coming to your account.
这跟我怎么，我个人的想法完全没有关系。
It is nothing to do with how subjective we are.
我们只是用这个来做一个例子，这是保罗说到在商业方面他借用的一个名词。
So I just want to show one example Paul used from the business world.
如果 当我们面对罪的时候，我们怎么样来算这个账？当我们面对基督耶稣的时候，我们怎么样来算这个账？
When we face our sins and when we face our Lord, how are we going to do this accounting?
好，我们再读第二处，这个就来到法律哈。我们来读这节圣经。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，所受的乃是儿子的心。好，读英文。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
好像我们读下来觉得这个名词跟法律没什么关系。
Sounds like it's nothing to do with the law.
但是这个词 adoption, 在当时是在当时他们的一个法律的名词。
But it was a law term.
在这里他是说到一个收养的关系。
It is a related to adoption.
当一个人当他被收养的时候，
when a person,
他在当时所着重说的就是他得到了所有的继承权。
When a person was adopted, he basically got the title to inherit everything.
我想我们过去两年一直在讲神的产业。
Last
神的基业。
2 years we have been talking about God's heritage.
那所有这个都关于这个词，就是说是儿子，是收养的，那他就有这个继承权。
It was related to the term adoption. Whoever was adopted, and they have the rights to inherit.
同样哈，这个继承权它不是一个情感上的事，不是说今天我对你感觉不错，然后给你怎么样，明天我对你感觉不好了，就又怎么样。
So the title to have the inheritance is nothing to do with like emotional favor.
那么我们一个人有继承权，所以我们常常说法定继承权。
Yeah, when we talk about the title to inherit, that's protected by the law.
所以这个词就牵涉到，如果我们对法律有了解，这牵涉到我们在神面前的信心，对于说我们要承受的，你是有把握的还是没有把握的。
So when we apply that to our beliefs, we need to know how big our faith is.
就牵涉到我们那个把握是从哪里来的。
How much assurance we have and where it is coming from.
第三个，那说到体育了，这我们可能更加熟悉。
Now we'll get into sports.
我们一起来读，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑。Do you not know that in a race, all the runner runs? 我们没有时间读整章，但是我想这都是我们最熟悉的经文。
This is the kind of verse we are very familiar with.
在当时这个，如果英文的话，这个你好像没有看到这个场，就是 just say in a race.
Like in the English, you probably did not see the track.
这里就是我们的中文翻译的更好，他说在场上。
Probably our in Chinese translation works better here.
原文是说这个 stadium.
Original language is about stadium.
那为什么说这个当时的这个词和 stadium 最早它其实是一个跟长度相关的，这个字根是一个跟长度相关的单位。
Originally, stadium is something to do with length.
那他们希腊这个，尤其哥林多教会他们所在的那个地方，就是我们有些弟兄姊妹我们去过那个地峡，那个著名的地峡。
Some brothers just visited Corinthian church.
我们到哥林多去旅游，我们见过那个地峡，他那里有一个著名的运动会。
There was a very famous sports 运动会怎么说？Olympic event? Athletic event, thank you.
Yeah, 它还不是奥运会，但是也可以说是奥运会的一种前身。
It was like the ancestor of Olympic sports.
所以当时，所以我们今天想到这个词 stadium， 你第一印象是第一个反应是什么
？When we mention the word of stadium, what would you think of？
就是你脑海当中的画面是什么
？What's the picture in your mind？
那个图。Arrowhead.
We think about the Kansas Arrowhead Stadium.
对对对，啊，那么你头脑当中那个图画就是说，所谓 stadium 就是说，你就看到一个巨大的椭圆形的看台，这个就是我们今天的 stadium.
You see a huge and oval shape, like audience deck. 啊，
这个台就是看台，就是一阶一阶。
Different steps. 啊，
但是其实本意的时候，它 stadium 不是讲这个看台。
But the original meaning is nothing about the audience area. It is about the running tracks.
最早的时候看，就是他们就坐在山坡上，然后看这个。
In the very old days, they were just sitting on hills.
所以这也是今天我们现在教会一个最大的这个思维的定式，就是 mindset， 和起初的时候是不一样的。
This is also like the mindset of our modern churches versus in the very old days.
本意的时候是在说一条跑道，但是到了今天，跑道的观念可能就被一个看台所取代了。
The initial meaning was about the running track, but nowadays we replace the concept with like a like audience area.
对，这个赛跑，当然还有很多其他的，比方说拳击也好，摔跤也好。
Boxing, wrestling may also apply.
当然我们今天就不多讲了，但是我就提出一点，跟我们今天教会的形态也有关系。
Yeah, we don't have to get into the details.
如果我们觉得来到教会，或者说我们每天的生活，你觉得我是坐在一个看台上的呢，还是我是在一条跑道上面？
So just think about when we come to church, do you think you're just sitting there and watching in the audience area, or you're just down there and run?
最后一个例子，我们也是最熟悉的，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
The last example might be a story we are very familiar with, and yeah, all about the armor.
我们为什么说这是一个专有名词？因为原文只有一个单词，中文四个字，然后英文两个单词，但是原文是就是一个单词。
It was actually just one word in the original language.
它就是罗马的这个重装的步兵，他要的全部装备，他有这样一个专有名词，就包括下面保罗说是那一样。
So it's really like a term for the Rome soldiers who are fully equipped.
这个属灵的含义我就不讲了，我们大家都很熟悉。但我只是说，保罗，你看他其实非常接地气，就是说他用这些当时他们人生活当中所熟悉的来讲属灵的事情。
So from all these examples, we can see that Paul was teaching via the often scenarios they see in the old days.
那接下来我们就是说问说，今天我们要讲的这个线，那它是属于哪一块呢？
Which category? 哪个线？ The line?
Category it belongs to.
Oh, yeah. So let's see what we're talking about. Which category is going to fall into?
大家知不知道？
Do we have a guess?
在这。在这四个方面，它应该归在哪一个方面？老，有人说老，还有没有觉得 ？Sport， 两个答案，还有没有？全部。如果直接讲答案的话，它是在 military。
Yeah, the right answer could be the military.
这个和我们的想象可能不完全一样。
Our imagination understanding may not be the same.
为什么呢？我们举个例子，就来读一节圣经。
One example from this verse.
马太福音26章，这个我们都很熟悉。
Yeah, Matthew 26.
我们一起来读。你想，我不能求我父现在为我差遣12营多天使来吗？
Do you think that I cannot appeal to my father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels, place besides me more than 12 legions of messengers?
我们也是英文列了两种版本。
Again, two versions.
在这里这个差遣就是这个字哈，三九三六就是罗马书十二章的线。
If you look at the code of the verb send, it has the same code as present.
原文是编号同一个字。
It shares the same code.
那这个为什么你说这个两个字看起来完全没关系吗？
These two words are really like really opposite.
就是我们稍微看一下它，这个字如果分解开来，它是由两个单词构成的，一边就叫做在旁边。
If we do some anatomy of this word, it has two parts. One para means beside.
另一个字根就叫做立定站住。
The other word stem means stand up.
就是简单讲，就是比如说我站在他旁边，这个叫就是站在一起啊，这个就是这个字的含义。就是这个线这个字的含义。
That's the meaning. If we do the anatomy, that's the meaning of the word present.
所以当时当主耶稣这个话、这个故事的背景，我们都很熟悉。
We're very familiar with the background of this story.
所以不讲这个故事了，我们直接讲它的含义。
So let's just get into the meaning of the story.
他是说这十二营多的天使，如果主耶稣愿意，可以叫他们立刻出现在主的面前。
It talked about if Father willing, and he could send the 12 legions to Jesus.
不仅是立刻站在主的旁边，而且在军事术语里，他表达的一个含义就是说，他是军队的一个集结，或者说要他们列队，然后在那里听候号令。
And it is not only to send the legions, 12 legions to Jesus, but really like to have the military lining and to get the commands from him.
这就是主耶稣所要说的那幅图画。
That was the picture Jesus was trying to describe.
我们知道中文这里这个字叫做营，对不对？
In Chinese, the legends.
对于罗马来说，当时的军事就是这是一个罗马的兵团，它有一个营是多少士兵呢？是6000。
Like one legion equals like around 6,000 of soldiers.
所以这里有多少个天使？
So 12 legions, how many total?
超过72,000个天使。
Maybe 72,000.
所以主耶稣说，如果我愿意的话，现在父就可以叫这个十二个营的天使，立刻不仅是 appear。所以这个字比 appear 要重得多，是说他们在主的面前站队听候号令。
Yeah, so Jesus was trying to say, if I do want my father willing, he's going to send me the 12 legions now and immediately.
为什么十二营？
Why 12 legions?
有的人半开玩笑的说，因为有十二个门徒。
Some people joke because there are 12 disciples.
因为彼得拔出刀来，他要保护耶稣。
Peter pull out his sword to protect Jesus.
主叫他收刀入鞘。
Jesus says stop it.
彼得看起来他是想要保护耶稣，对不对？
Peter was acting like to pretend protect Jesus.
但实际上我们知道彼得想保护的是谁。
But we know what Peter was trying to protect.
所以这十二个营每个，当然犹大我们不说了，但是如果就还是算十二门徒的话，每一个门徒可以分到一个营的天使。
So it's like according to the numbers, each disciple may receive one legion, if we include Judah.
因为我们主耶稣他自己不需要保护的。
Jesus does not really need the protection.
每一个主的使徒，可以有一营的天使来保护。
Every one disciple could get one legion to protect.
这就是这个线的概念，就是说，这个你把天使看作士兵的话，他们在主的面前列队站好。来等候这个号令。
So this is what the line is talking about. So all the legions and the military can line up and to be commanded by Jesus.
这是保罗用这个词现 present 它的含义。
So this is the meaning of what Paul was trying to say by using the word present.
我们再读一节圣经。今天感谢神，我们之前也读过6:13。
Another verse.
这里中文是翻作献了哈，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具， 祷要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness.
所以这一节也是一个非常宝贵的圣经，就讲到，因为也讲到身体，也讲到
献。It talked about body and how to offer as well.
所以你就看到好像就像有两个阵营，有两边的阵营，一边是罪，一边是神。
So you see two ends, one is the sin, the other end is God.
现在有一个征战，好像在吹号，在集结，现在你要站在哪一边？
There's battle, there's trumpet for gathering, which end, which side you're going to take.
就是当这个光明与黑暗在列队的时候，你站在哪一边？
So when the armies are assembling, the brightness and darkness, which side you want to choose?
这是罗马书第六章十三节所要讲的那个感觉。
Covered by Romans 6, verse 13.
所以我今天我多说了一点，就是因为我们往往想到献的时候，就是那里有个祭坛，我把自己摆上去。
Again, come back to the concept. There's an altar that we offer ourselves and to be burned.
但是为什么说活祭活祭？它的感觉并不是说我们变成灰烬的意思。
So when we say living sacrifice, it is nothing to be burned to ashes.
因为当我们献上的时候，其实我们是一个军队，是要来打仗的。
When we offer, we're like a military, we need to fight the battle.
要为着神的国度来征战。
For His kingdom.
所以每一个都是活的。
Every one of us is living.
当然死的也有。昨天我们星期五查经谈到有这个殉道者，是有殉道者。
There are people who became martyrs who died for him.
有极少数的神所拣选的。
There are few that really chosen by our Lord to be the martyrs.
但大多数的圣徒神来使用的时候。
But majority of us can be used by him.
我们乃是神的军队，站在神的面前。
In front of him.
神来差遣我们。
For him to command us to go where he wants us to go.
所以这就是罗马书十二章里面这样的一幅图画。
Again, here's the picture from Romans chapter 12.
也是星期五查经的时候，其实我们在查启示录也讲到得赏赐和得救的问题。
We discussed, we were in a Revelation book for Friday Bible study, and we talked about award.
Yeah, award. 看下一页。Yeah, receive award and be saved.
We talked about be saved as well receiving award.
很宝贵，我们来我们当中不久的吴弟兄，我们又有一位吴弟兄，他给我们分享一节圣经。
Very preciously, we have a new brother, Brother Wu among us.
我们一起来把这节圣经读一下，这一段圣经。我们一起来读九节到十五节。灵前，我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的跟头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造，这人必然显露，因为那日子要将它表现出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过一样。好，我们一起来读英文。For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building, according to the grace of God given to me,
Like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care of how he builds upon it.
For no one can lay a foundation other than which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Now, if anyone builds on the foundation of gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each all has done. If the work as anyone has built on the foundation of survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire.
经文很长，但是我觉得说，这是我们基督徒应该常常回到的一节经，一段经文。
It's kind of long, but I feel like these verses are what we as Christians should really come back and revisit.
因为我们觉得我们好像基督徒查经啊，我们交通探讨的时候，时不时就回到这个得救和得赏赐的问题。
Because often we come back to this concept.
但感谢神，这幅工程的图画就非常的清楚。
Praise the Lord, this picture often speaks us again about this whole engineering construction.
因为不是我们自己的想象，是在两节连续的经文里把这两个概念摆在我们的面前。
It is not our own understanding or imagination, but these two different verses just connect the whole picture.
你如果说它是一样的，那显然是违背神的话。
If we understand it's the same verses, it's a violation of the real words.
那这里我们看见有三点我们来交通。
Two items. Yeah, three items we want to cover here.
工程的这个根基。
First is the foundation of the work, Christ.
这当然是最宝贵的，没有这个一切都是虚空的。
The foundation is so precious.
但是我们害怕有一点，就是我们信主一年、两年、十年、八年，我们只停留在这个上面。
But there's a fear if we have been believing for so many years, but only stay at the first item.
因为诚实的说，教会有一个危机。
Sometimes there's a crisis at a church.
因为讲这一点是最安全的。
Because this item is the safest to talk about.
基督是根基，不需要你付出任何，他就是根基。
The foundation, there's nothing you have to work for.
而且这是最纯正的教训。
And that's the purest teaching.
基督是根基，没有任何人会说你办。
Christ is the foundation. Nobody will say you are teaching wrongly.
所以我们不是贬低他的价值。
So we're not devaluing its value.
而是我们对弟兄姊妹有个挑战，是说，当我们信主之后，若干年不断的过去的时候。在我们的生命当中，是不是只有这一点？
So there is a challenge to us all after we have been believing for so many years. What's in our life?
对，保罗就用这个图画，就是工程。这个工程包括根基，也包括在上面所造的。
So Paul used the word like construction. Construction includes the foundation as well as the building above it.
而且我们刚才所读的话，好像看见说这个工程有一个目的的。
A construction always has a purpose.
当然这个工程是要彰显基督的荣美。
The construction is to glorify the beauty of our Lord.
但是就我们个人而言，它有一个目的，就是得赏赐。
So for us individually, there's a purpose for us to be rewarded.
这个不是哪一位牧师讲的，这是保罗的话。
This is not from pastor, but from Paul.
他把工程和赏赐是连在一起的。
So he associated construction to reward.
但是今天我们还有一点，就是讲这些，就是有一点我们可以神的儿女，我们可以彼此来彼此来相劝。
So after all this discussion, there's one single point: as his children, we should always encourage each other.
因为我们会有一种恐惧，这个工程太大了。
Because we may have fear that this construction is so huge.
我们有。弟兄姊妹有诚实的担心，如果最后的结果不免多数还是烧掉了，那我真的很害怕开始。
This fear is actually a valid fear because we don't want the construction to go in vain.
如果很多都烧掉了，那我值不值得来建造？
If we work for nothing, is it worthy for us to construct it?
但我想一个最大的挑战不是说我们值不值得建造。
I think the biggest challenge is not about is it worthy to do this construction?
而是说我们有没有开始。
It is about have we started it?
保罗他给我们这幅图画就是说当有一个工程所有的建造开始动工它一定有一个点。
So Paul is trying to let us know when we start a construction, there's always a 什么叫
起点起点
a starting point, a starting point.
在罗马书十二章里面保罗给我们这个起点摆在我们的面前。
So Paul presented the starting point in Romans chapter 12.
在神的面前建造的起点就是这个献上。
How to build the construction as the starting point is to offer ourselves.
当我们如果没有这个献上我们一生所做的一切最后都是归于虚空的。
Without this offering of our body, everything we've done in our lifetime would be in vain.
当然我们神的儿女还是会得救。这我们不能循环的论证就是凡事都想到把所有我们这是我们神儿女最大的一个我就说遗憾吧。
We still be saved. There might be some regret.
我们把我们遭遇的一切事情都要连到一个问题去就是我到底得救了没有。
Often we relate everything we experience to one point. Am I truly saved?
我就说这是最大的遗憾就是说这个应该是我们信主那一刻清楚然后就永远不再怀疑的点。
It's a little regret because at the moment we accept Jesus, we should be assured without any doubts anymore.
就像我们做儿女的如果一生都在怀疑说我到底是不是我的爸爸妈妈生的。
Just like to be a children, do I always ask the question, am I your child?
那如果我今天犯了一个错犯了一个大错你就开始怀疑。
Or if I made a huge mistake today, I doubt if I am my parents' child.
有时候可能关系不好了，起冲突了。
Sometimes we have conflict in a relationship.
我又开始怀疑。
I doubt that again.
但是那个其实是我们本来应该是根基哈，本来是我们生命的根基。
That's supposed to be the foundation of a relationship.
但是我们是。所以这里说我们所有一切所站立的那个根基就是我们是神的儿女那才谈得到以后的一切。
We are God's children, that's the first point, and then we can talk about more things.
那之后我们信主之后所遭遇的一切这些起起伏伏都是关于一点就是是关于这个工程。
After we believe him, we start to have different roller coasters. It is about how the actual construction is being built.
我们都知道我们这个人是有掺杂的我们里面有用金银宝石的也有用草木和血的。
This creature is like a mixed thing. It is treasure in it. There's also non-valuable things.
对。我想我们可以有把握的说没有一个神的儿女他会是百分之一百金银宝石的。
We can be very sure that not a single brother and sisters can be like 100% pure in our Lord's eyes.
也不会有一个神的儿女他是百分之一百的草木和谐。
Nor there's a single brother and sisters who is nothing in our Lord's eyes.
所有神的儿女都有一个共同的根基，就是基督。
We share the common foundation that is Christ.
我们也都有一个工程。
We all share the same construction.
但是神给我们最大的问题就是说，我们有没有在我们在。问其他任何问题之前最大的问题就是我们有没有开始这个工程。
Yeah, the challenge from our father, first of all, have we started this construction?
这个开始回到罗马书十二章这个开始就是我们的献上。
The starting point coming back to Romans chapter 12, that is to offer our living body.
你说这个要有什么条件？
What conditions required?
我的能力，就是我圣经要有多熟，我才够资格才能够来献。
How my capability is needed? How much do I need to know the Bible?
或者说我要侍奉主到什么程度
？Or how much I do need to serve to get qualified?
有的人说可能 主啊，我还小，我年纪还小，
Many 慢慢我再来写。Father, I'm still a baby, just wait.
有的人可能担心，主啊，我已经太老。
Some people say, Father, I'm so old, don't use me.
对于你还有没有用处
？I have no value.
但是神不是问这些，神问的时候你愿不愿意
？But that's not the question from a father. He asked, Are you willing?
有一个位置，你愿不愿意来站
？There is a position. Do you want to take it?
凡是愿意的。
If you have a willing heart,
在主的眼中，你就是献上的。
That is the offering in Lord's eyes.
那也就是我们这个神的工程开始的时候。
That's the starting point of the construction of our Lord.
这里说是与神同工的哈。
This is to co-work with our Lord.
为什么呢？因为一边说神建造。
Well, it says God builds.
但是后来又说人所建造。
But in another verse, it says the people builds.
所以这就是好像是一个矛盾，到底是神在造呢，还是人在造
？Is this contradictory to each other？
所以说这个就是这个就是同工的意思。
This is co-worker.
所以是一起在造。
And we build together.
凡是神在神的那部分是永远不可摇动，永远不会。摧毁的。
The portion from the Lord will never be destroyed.
人用自己光凭自己造的那个就是被烧毁的。
The portion that we build by ourselves, it could be destroyed.
所以我们的担心不要在我们自己说，我摆上了，我造了，最后也被烧了，那我还摆上干什么呢？
So don't focus on fear that I offered a build, it still get burned down. Why would I bother?
但是我们摆上的意思就是神可以。跟我一起来做。
When we offer, we're going to ask our Lord to take care and build together.
与神同工的那部分是永远不会烧毁的。
The part that we're going to co-work with our Lord will never be burned out.
所以我们的担心不应该在我这个人够不够。
So our fear should not be focusing on, am I qualified or am I capable?
或者我所付出的会不会灰飞烟灭了。
Or what I offer, would it just...be ruined.
我们只要担心的是一件事。
Just one thing we should be fearful.
就是我们有没有让神来做他的工。
Did we invite Lord to come in and to co-work?
这是保罗的劝。
This is the appeal from Paul.
希望今天也可以就是在看神的教会里我们也是这样彼此的相劝。
I'm hoping it can encourage every one of us in this Kansas church.
就是把身体献上。
To offer our living body as the living sacrifice.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, thank you.
感谢你借着使徒保罗所给我们的相劝。
Here's the appeal from Paul.
但愿圣灵开我们的心。
I hope the Holy Spirit will open our heart.
让我们的心中愿意。
I hope we're willing.
愿向着我们的神来说，我们愿意把自己的身体献上。
Well, we need to offer a living body.
我们愿意站在这个对列的里面。
We are willing to in the right army.
我们愿意站在神的面前。
We are willing to be in front of our Lord.
好让主你在我们身上来开始你的工程。
So Lord, you can start your construction in us.
我们知道所有在主面前所摆上的不会成为虚空。
We know everything we offer in front of our Father will never go in vain.
求圣灵加给我们心里的力量。
Strengthen us, Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美主，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.